The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. A new Carlton E. Morse adventure thriller, Murder in Turquoise Pass. O'clock in the morning in the headquarters shack of a deserted oil field high in the tropics south of the equator. Jack, Doc, and Reggie have been commissioned by the operator of the oil field, Fred W. Ballard, to investigate a series of five deaths among the oil field workers. Ballard and his daughter Barbara have accompanied the three comrades on an expedition. On their arrival, the caretaker was found missing. An oil tank was mysteriously set afire. A hideous face appeared at Barbara's bedroom window. The telephone wires were cut. An attempt was made to steal their plane, which was wrecked. At this point, a man heavily armed marched into the camp and announced himself as Pedro Peruna, the most dangerous bandit in the world and a friend of the missing caretaker. Friendly enough at first, the bandit suddenly drew a gun, accused Ballard of having done away with his friend, the caretaker, and threatened him with instant death. As Ballard looked down the muzzle of the bandit's gun, a knock sounded on the door.
Listen, the first man who moves, he dies. Who is this out there? Speak, one of you.
Hang if I know.
Supposing you tell us.
Is it for a spot that's supposedly deserted? There's more traffic around here.
Silence.
Open up,
do
you hear? Open up the door.
Sounds like another phone.
It's the trouble down here. It's full of furniture. Exactly. Help this fellow out there. What does he want? Quickly.
What do you want?
Open up. I warn you, resistance is useless.
Oh, so they've decided to come out and fight. Joe, this is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah. Come on down, Mrs. Moore likes it.
You'd better line up with us, Pedro. We'll continue our little argument later.
Yeah, stop there waving them guns at us. Looks like you're going to get a chance to win and lose.
Silence.
Ask this fellow who is.
Who's out there?
Open up in the name of the law.
The law. He said the law.
Pedro. Pedro, come back here. Pedro.
When?
Stick around. Maybe a trick. How do we know it's the law?
I trust nobody. I hide in the kitchen. But remember, I listen with the ears. One false move, and it is the finish for everybody. A slaughter.
For the last time, do you open up the door, or do we blow it in?
Nice talk. Seems like we get the chance of being blown to pieces from the front or slaughtered from behind.
Well?
All right, we're coming. Mr. Ballard, you'd better run upstairs and stick with Barbara.
Yes, but you may be outnumbered.
You guard the head of the stairs. He'll call you if we need you.
Hurry.
Doc, you ready for anything?
No, Jack, I've been ready for days.
So let him come. This is what I've been eating.
Okay, I'll take the first. Doc, you take the second. Jack, take what's left, huh?
It just saved me the neck and a little of the dark meat.
No, none of that. Let them make the first move.
Looks to me like they made it.
Then hold your fire until they start. If they do, we finish it. All right, Reggie, open the door.
Righto.
Slowly now. Come in one at a time.
What the deuce? Looks like an admiral. Well, I don't see any others with him.
Well, what do you want? First, put down your guns. These are orders. You think we're going to take orders from anyone we don't know?
That's right, fella.
Who are you? Capitan Luis Roberto Dantin Fernando Rodriguez, 3rd Regiment, National Guard, stationed at Turquoise Pass.
What do you want?
I have here a warrant for the arrest of... What was that?
Well, there goes your man, Captain.
Where?
Through the kitchen window.
Who? Stop! Stop! How will I shoot?
The bravest bandit in all the world.
And the biggest liar.
It looks like our hero's taking a powder.
Jack, you think the captain's on the level?
I don't know.
Doggone the uniform, I have seen.
Who is this man who just escaped? Well, answer me. These are orders.
None other than Pedro Maria Morales, whatchamacallit, Peruna.
Junior. Peruna?
You want to look out for that fella. He's one tough hombre, that Peruna. You ask him.
He is a mosquito. He annoys me, but I do not bother with you.
No?
One day, I will swat him.
Yeah? Well, if you'd have gone after him just now, instead of standing around here blowing your horn, you might have caught him. I think you're afraid of him.
You presume to instruct me in the discharge of my duty?
For somebody, Betty. You come out here to make an arrest and let the feller sit right through your fingers?
Yes, I should. I don't think he wanted to make the arrest.
If you ask me, those two are in cahoots.
That's right. Now, if I had my way, we'd take the beggar's gun away from him and toss it out under the earth.
So, you resist an officer in the exercise.
Put up your gun, Captain. There'll be no trouble here. Pipe down, you two.
What's he doing here? That's what I want to know.
Listen, please. You think I am come all the way from Turquoise Pass, 25 miles from the worst country, to arrest an insignificant horse thief like Peruna? Oh, no.
Well?
My warrant is for the arrest of one Fred W. Ballard on a charge of murder.
Ballard? I
said Ballard. Where is he?
He's upstairs.
Will you please to bring him down, or will I go after him?
Now, just a minute now, Captain. How did you know Ballard was in this part of the country?
That is my business.
Yes, but we've only been here since last night. That's pretty fast work. Getting word out to you of our arrival and you getting back in here.
News travels fast when the news is of murder.
Now, looky here, Capitan. There's something fishy about this here. How come you got a murder warrant out for Mr. Ballard? He ain't killed nobody.
The court will decide that. I am a soldier. I obey orders. My orders are to bring Ballard in.
But who do you think he killed?
Five of his men here in this camp.
Well, that's not true.
The court has evidence which says it is. I want Ballard delivered, and I want him now.
Jack, I'm against Miss Crunch.
So, you resist an officer.
Just a minute, Captain.
Well?
I'll go up and bring him down.
Hey, Jack, you don't mean...
Doc, you two stay here with the captain.
That ain't a dirty escape.
I say,
what's happened to Jack?
He has taken the wise course. Resistance could only mean trouble.
Well, what's a little trouble? I wallow in it. But bust me wide open. This here ain't the first time I ever betrayed the confidence of a friend.
It is bad business having a killer for a friend.
Now, look, fella. Robert's father ain't no killer. And don't you go saying.
Well, if that is true, don't worry. He will receive a fair trial.
Yeah, if he ever comes to trial.
Guilty or not, he will be safer with me than here.
Why? You aim to say that we can't protect him?
I imply nothing. Here he has many cats.
Miss Crane, we found that out.
Indians. Mountains are full of them. Many have worked here. They are friends of the men who died, and they all believe that it was Ballard who killed them.
Yes, but why do they believe that? Who gave them such an idea in the first place?
There is good proof. Ballard must face justice. The Indians would like to take care of that. But he's a man of some importance, but an American citizen. Oh, everything must be legal.
You ain't kidding there.
The government wishes to avoid the possibility of an international incident at all costs. That is why I, a captain of the army, am sent here. To protect him as well as to capture him.
Well, you better see that you do.
All right, Captain. Here's Mr. Ballard and his daughter.
His daughter?
Yes. I'm going with my father.
I'm very sorry, Señorita, but this is not possible.
You just try to stop me. You can arrest my father. You can't keep me from going with him.
Yes, but, Señorita, well, you see, I brought only one extra mule. The way is hard. It is dangerous. Even for a horse, it would be impossible. Narrow ledges, steep paths.
Yeah, Jack, that ain't so good.
Well, nothing doing. He's in your charge now, Captain. And see that you take care of him. Watch your step.
Oh, I say, Jack.
We're washed up.
Hey, hold it, fella.
I said we're washed up. We're having nothing to do with murder.
Oh, look here. You mean to say you think
I've been thinking a lot of things lately. We're no longer associated with Ballard.
Cowards.
Never mind that, Barbara. These boys were only hired to work for me. They're under no obligation.
But where's their sense of loyalty? Is there any sort of decency that stand up and fight for you now?
Now, look you here. I ain't... Barbara, honey, I ain't never...
Don't speak to me. Come on, Captain. Let's get out of here.
But, Dad, blame it yet. You gotta listen to me.
Shut up, Doc.
I won't shut up. I think his theory is the meanest trick I've seen played, Jack Packard. I think we're all a bunch of low-down fishes.
Now, I'm ready any time you are, Captain.
Come along, then. Miss Ballard, Señorita, you walk ahead, please.
Barbara, honey.
Let me alone, you silly cat.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, boys, I can't say I blame you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Barron.
Jack, I ain't never seen anybody act the way you acted just now.
Now, Dan.
Don't you go now docking me. I can tell you right now, as far as I'm concerned, this here partnership is busted up, right? You can count me out also.
Was it really as good as all that?
I tell you, huh? What you talking about? Was it as good as that?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good act myself,
but I didn't think it'd take you two in.
Reggie, what's that crazy little talking about? Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, it was a frame-up.
What was a frame-up?
Well, Ballard and I talked it over before we came down. Something as twisted as a corkscrew in this thing. And we decided to play their game and see what happened.
Well, and all the time, me and Reggie were thinking...
You mean you don't believe that fellow's actually a captain?
No, I think he's from the enemy camp.
Well, doggone. Didn't I say that the men be walked in here that he is fake?
Why didn't we take him? Yes, it doesn't make sense, Jack. You know it's a trick. And yet you deliver Barbara and her father right into the hands of the enemy. Why?
Because we're going to follow him. We're going to let him lead us to the enemy headquarters. Then we can really clean out this mess.
Jack, son, I takes off my hat and follow Jack. Well... What the heck are we waiting for?
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carson E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thornton as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Vandal as Reggie York. Robert Dryden as Pedro Maria Morales Peruna, and Louis Van Ruten as Fred Ballard. Your announcer, John St. Ledger. Whose body got buried? Be sure to join Jack, Doc, and Reggie in their new adventure, starting soon on I Love a Mystery. Whose body was it the three comrades found in the desert? What connection did the beautiful nurse have with the mystery of the unnamed body? You too will want to find out whose body got buried. Coming soon on I Love a Mystery. This program came from New York. Men, before you run another pass through your rifle, before you make another practice cast, give a listen to the boys who know their hooks and bullets on the over most of these stations. Broadcasting, this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.